Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To complicate the fight, says L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
These winds, combined with dry air and dry vegetation, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County high.
Officials updating progress on the Palisades fire say 426 homes have been destroyed by that fire alone. Across the region, more than 12,000 structures have been destroyed or damaged, and at least 11 people have been killed. Winter weather is iced over the southern U.S. Crews in Georgia working to restore power. There are now more than 40,000 without power. That's following a winter storm that coated the area with ice. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says troops have captured two North Korean soldiers. They're the first North Korean soldiers captured since North Koreans sent troops in support of Russia. This is ABC News. It's been 10 days since the New Orleans terror attack that left 14 people dead, and city officials have been stressing that New Orleans is safe, especially with the Super Bowl returning to the city next month. Mayor LaToya Cantrell said Friday,
"Our unified command has been working for over 2 years now on plans and activations in preparation for Super Bowl 59. So we know that we're ready."
President Biden will deliver a farewell address from the White House Oval Office on Wednesday. Friday, he touted the final jobs report of his presidency, showing stronger than expected hiring numbers in December. He said he's leaving the economy in good shape for President-elect Trump.
"The last month America lost jobs was the month before I came to office. And the question is, I want to make it clear, how and why did we make such progress? We did it by fundamentally changing the economic policy of this country."
He said future progress depends on his successor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently an overcast 24 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies but tranquil, with highs reaching around 28. For tonight, staying cloudy with areas of light snow likely developing around midnight and after. Half an inch to 1 inch of snow is possible, with lows dropping to only about 24 degrees. On Sunday, scattered light snow showers mostly ending by noon. An additional half an inch of snow is possible, otherwise mostly cloudy and turning quite breezy later in the day. Highs reaching around 32 degrees. For Sunday night, breezy and much colder, maybe a few flurries earlier in the evening. Lows dropping to around 2 degrees. And on Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and very chilly. Highs only reaching around 11 degrees. Again in Richland Center, after a morning's low of 17 degrees, we're currently at 25.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Today is Saturday, January 11th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. We now have more information on the arrest of a triple murder suspect in Juneau County. Virgil Thew was arrested Thursday, 10 days after the bodies of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 were found by New Lisbon police in a home. According to a press release from the New Lisbon Police Department, the Juneau County Communications Center received a report of a suspicious individual just before noon in Elroy, about 12 miles south of New Lisbon. The deputy dispatched to the location identified Thew and arrested him without incident. Thew appeared in Juneau County Circuit Court on Friday afternoon for arraignment. He is charged with 8 felony counts, which include 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with 1 count modified to include domestic abuse. 3 counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent. He's also charged with misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer. Cash bond has been set at $5 million. Virgil Thew's next court appearance is scheduled for February 13th. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reported the temporary closure of Highway 58 southbound in Richland County early this morning due to an automobile crash. The Richland County Sheriff's Department responded to the incident that occurred around 2:30 near County Road D, south of Cazenovia. The incident was cleared and traffic was allowed to resume on Highway 58 an hour later at around 3:30 this morning. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. In recognition of Governor Tony Evers' proclamation observing the day, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released a new report highlighting key milestones the department achieved in 2024 to combat worker exploitation while supporting employers who play by the rules. The report, Working to End Exploitation, highlights the Department of Workforce Development's collaborative efforts to combat worker exploitation while advancing Wisconsin's record-breaking economic performance, including 7 consecutive months of record-high employment and continued low unemployment rates that are well below the national rates in 2024. Worker exploitation can take many forms. Among the most common are failing to provide safe and sanitary working conditions, wage and hour violations, human trafficking, and depriving employees of the benefits they've earned through worker misclassification of employees as independent contractors. Workers, employers, job seekers, and community members with concerns about worker exploitation are encouraged to contact the Department of Workforce Development at 608-266-3131 Additionally, the Department of Workforce Development website has a list of county migrant and seasonal farm worker service contacts and worker classification information. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a comprehensive budget adjustment for various University of Wisconsin system projects and authority to construct two important projects. The commission's approval of key projects on Friday comes as Republican lawmakers on the commission last month delayed reallocating over $70 million made available due to other projects the commission previously approved coming in under budget toward critical UW system building projects that were likewise already approved by the commission. The commission approved reallocating funding to support a $29 million for an expanded UW-Madison engineering building to address critical infrastructure and facility needs, expand enrollment, degrees, and program offerings, modernize classrooms, instructional and research laboratories, and to support its goal of increasing student enrollment by 1,000 in the engineering program. $10.5 million for the Winther Hall, Hyde Hall entry additions and renovations at UW-Whitewater to resolve infrastructure deficiencies and improve instructional and departmental spaces throughout the facility. $4.5 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, which for creating a new unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. And a small project funding release to help address the backlog of maintenance and repair projects across the state. According to new enrollment data released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 306,470 Wisconsinites have signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, marking the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking year by more than 40,000 enrollees. Employment is open until Wednesday, January 15th, and Wisconsinites are still eligible to sign up for one of the dozens of health plans available on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Those who already have insurance through the marketplace can also renew, update, or upgrade their healthcare plans. WRCO News Time is 12:12. A new program is now available to help today's youth stay safe online. We'll have more when we return.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today's news continues. With all the activities available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online. Whether it's watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim. But the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the children learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform today's youth.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child have been scammed online, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A couple of headliners for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival have been announced. Country music stars Chris Stapleton and Hank Williams Jr. are scheduled to perform over the weekend at the 2025 edition of the Celebration of Music, Motorcycle Culture, and Harley-Davidson's hometown of Milwaukee. The annual festival is set for July 10th through the 13th at Veterans Park along Milwaukee's lakefront and across the Milwaukee area. Tickets go on sale starting on January 17th and are available at hdhomecoming.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a broad incidental take permit authorization for the incidental taking of rare cave bats, which may occur as a result of wind turbines throughout Wisconsin, as well as adjusting the cave bat maternity roost period. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The proposed broad incidental take permit authorization for the wind energy and cave bats recognizes the importance of wind energy in Wisconsin, but also acknowledges the detrimental impact wind turbines may have on the state's cave bats. This broad incidental take permit authorization creates conservation measures for wind energy that are shown to be an effective strategy in minimizing impacts on cave bats. As part of these updates, the existing cave bat broad incidental take permit authorization will also be updated to refer to the new wind energy document and to adjust to the cave bat maternity period. The disturbance caused by wind turbines may still result in some mortality. However, take will be minimized by following conservation measures. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on cave bat species will be incorporated into the proposed broad incidental take permit authorization. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the cave bats are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts on cave bats by January 15th. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, January 11th. David J. Kopis Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock today at the Pop Funeral and Cremation Service in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home today from 1 until the time of the service at 3 o'clock. David Kopis is survived by 4 children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David Joe Kopis Jr., and Jasper Dean Kopis, along with 11 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Molly Rutherford, a twin brother, Daryl Kopis, siblings Jane Viborn, Gary and Teddy Kopis, and Nancy Welch, along with many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Kopis Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 3 o'clock at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Service in Viroqua is assisting the family. Becky Salmon is survived by her husband, Rick, 3 children, Nathan Gardner and Sharon Collins of Gaze Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer. Along with 7 grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, January 18th, at 2 o'clock, to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, sister Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, 1 nephew, 2 great-nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with their arrangements. Tom Richter is survived by 3 daughters, Rebecca and Lee Onsager of Hayward, Lisa and Fred Hankel of Arena, and Lynn and Michael Giroux of Lone Rock, along with 8 grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Arnold Richter, Mary and Tom Dickinson, Bernice and Bill Jacobs, Bertha Swinehart, Philip and Jane Richter, Diane and Jim Crone, Elma Ward, Pauline Richardson, and Mark and Joan Richter, as well as many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, and friend and mother of his children, Donna Dietzman. Thomas Jean Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching a band of light snow back across the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota, part of a low-pressure area that will sweep east into Wisconsin late tonight and Sunday and bring some snowy conditions at times. We're not expecting any huge snow totals, just maybe an inch or two at most around our area, possibly 3 or 4 inches in parts of far northern and far eastern Wisconsin. We'll also have some strong gusty winds behind this Sunday evening into Monday morning. Could cause a little blowing and drifting in open spots. Much colder air pouring into the region early in the work week as well. Wind chill factors could be down around 15 to 20 below zero, so you'll definitely need to bundle up. We do expect a quick warm-up, though, for the second half of the work week as mild Pacific air moves in. Could push the temperatures about 10 degrees above normal for a couple of days before the next cold blast hits right around next weekend. So the rest of today, mostly cloudy skies, high temperature in the upper 20s, with south to southeast winds close to 5. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light snow likely by midnight and after, about a half inch or an inch possible, low at 24. Tomorrow, scattered light snow showers mostly ending by noon, with another half inch or so. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, turning quite breezy late in the day. High 32, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming westerly up to 20. Breezy and much colder for Sunday night. A few flurries are possible early. Low near 2 degrees. As we head into Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and very chilly with a high near 11. Wind chill factor staying around 10 to 15 below zero. For Tuesday, mostly sunny. Low 3 below with a high of 13. Wednesday, partly cloudy with some warming taking place. Low at 1 below 0, high 21. Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, considerably warmer, high 36. And Friday, variably cloudy, small chance of sprinkles and flurries, high 37. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at an overcast 25 degrees in Richland Center. Wind speed averaging about 3 to 4 miles per hour out of the north-northwest. Barometer reading of 29.67. And so far today, we received a dusting of snow from this morning. Yesterday's high reached 29 degrees, and we had some light snow yesterday as well. Our morning's low was 17 degrees. We had a record high in 1880 of 53 degrees. Record low in 1979 of 27 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 31 with a low of 19. The sun will set today at 4:47 and rise tomorrow at 7:32. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at an overcast 25 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Hanging out
Their first album, Those Are the Cars, with Just What I Needed. Happy Saturday, everyone. Here we go. Another Saturday. Saturdays with Simo this afternoon. How's everybody doing? This is Kansas, who began their singing career in Kansas before moving to Georgia. This is Dust in the Wind.
like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Elvis Presley with Devil in Disguise. Here's some Crispy and St. Peter's, The Pied Piper.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Hey, come on, babe. Follow me.
the local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. Roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Released in May of 1956, yep, 5 years before I was born, Chuck Berry and his own Roll Over Beethoven. We're going to hear at least one, if not two more recordings of that by different artists today as we go on through our Saturday afternoon journey. Thank you very much to our sponsors of this show. They would include Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thanks very much, guys, for sponsoring me here today. We will take a break and hear from our sponsor, and come back and hear some more great tunes, starting things off with a little bit of Brooke Benton singing So Many Ways. How many ways? So many.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Career.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry and housekeeping, to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Your lips on mine are soft as dew. Your kiss is so divine. Your eyes are like the skies of blue and stars that brightly shine. Your voice is sweet like violins and warm like summer days. I love you, I love you, I love you, and oh, so many, many ways. Your touch is like a breath of spring. You give life to my soul. To me, sweetheart, you're everything I ever hoped to hold. A smile from you lights up my heart and brightens all my days. And I just love you, I love you, I love you, and oh, so many, many ways. If words could say how much I care, my dear, you'd be amazed. But I love you, I love you, I love you, and oh, so many. So many ways.
Brooke Benton, as promised, with So Many Ways. Starting a female artist set right now, kicking things off with the great Carole King and her Sweet Seasons.